You can take control of the airwaves here. We are launching into the third hour of this program, the first of five that we are performing here from the WSRQ studios in sunny Sarasota, Florida.
It was sunny, too.
And with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And we'll continue here. Mark, I know you wanted to tell us about a court decision saying you have no right to conceal a weapon. So stand by. We will get to that here. But just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we've got Trisha online, and she has a comment on the story we were talking about last hour, which involves a mom, age 33, son, just turning 16, and she hired some strippers. Or she claims she thought they were just going to give him a bikini gram for his birthday. Turned out they ended up doing lap dances, although they kept their bra and panties on, a thong underwear on throughout. Some of the other parents were pretty upset about this happening with their teenage sons, or apparently some females were there, not sure how old they were. But there was a lot of outrage, apparently, over this, and now mom's facing several criminal charges as a result. We've got Trisha on the line in North Carolina. Trisha, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was calling for the bikini stripper story, and then I got dropped, and are you still on it? Is it okay if I
Yeah, go
in?
For it. I want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, okay. Well, I might be a little out, I don't know, on third base or something, but I think it was just the innocent party that the mother was having for the son, the 16th birthday, maybe trying to one-off the other kids or something like that. It maybe got a little out of hand. I just think people are making a big deal out of nothing.
So if you were the mom of one of the teenagers that was attending this party that may have had a lap dance, as one teen described, his shirt was lifted up, his nipple was bitten, he was scratched by one of the dancers, is this something that you would just say, oh, no big deal?
I probably wouldn't say, oh, no big deal to him. I would just, I guess I'd just talk to him about how he felt about it. But this wasn't exactly the world according to Garp. I mean, things happen. Teenagers see a lot of stuff. They do a lot of stuff. We don't live in a sex-free world. And that woman didn't know that this lady was going to do that to him. You know what I mean? I mean, and either to the kid. Maybe the kid was shocked, but I don't think he's going to be scarred for life. I don't think it's the worst thing that could ever happen to him.
Right. Well, I think what's much worse is if mom goes to jail for a year, leaving a teenage son to, what, the foster system? That's supposed to be an improvement?
See, I have a problem with the mother, with what the mother is being charged with.
Yeah.
Because I would do everything I could under the circumstances to try to help that mother, because I don't think she knew what was going to happen. I think she was thinking this was just a fun party joke. It wasn't sinister. She had a bowling alley where there were a lot of other people around. It's not like she had it in her face.
Yeah, this is certainly not something she was obviously trying to keep too secret. I mean, if you were going to have a secret party, you probably wouldn't want to go to the bowling alley to do it. Now, they were in what was called a private room at the bowling alley, but nonetheless, I mean, it is still a public location.
And if the mother's done something illegal, then the stripper did something illegal, and the stripper has not been charged.
That much
now,
is true.
And I don't even know, you know, we were calling these women strippers. I'm not sure they, you know, maybe they came in the bowling alley dressed this way. I have no idea. This wouldn't be the way that, you know, the average person would go out dressed, but at the same time, it's not an illegal way to dress.
No, and, you know, this could have been like a bikini gram.
That's what she said it was.
Yeah, and that's a lot different than, you know, someone doing the 1 plus 68, you know, scratching and biting your nipple. It's a little different than that, you know. So maybe these girls, you know, got a little out of hand, but maybe the girls should be charged with getting out of hand and not giving the service that they were paid to do, which is a bikini gram, instead of the mother who, what is she supposed to do, start, you know, that group thing? I heard there were onlookers into the private party from outside the bowling alley.
Mm.
And what is she supposed to do, just start, like, pulling these girls off these boys? I mean, it had to be a little bit funny. I mean, I hate to say it, but I have a tendency to laugh. It had to be a little bit funny what was going on, and I'm sure this was not like an hour-long thing.
No, actually, according to the story, I'm glad you brought up the time. According to one of the girls who received the lap dance, Carly Brown, age 16, said the women performed for 10 to 15 minutes, so the whole thing was not very lengthy at all. And
no.
Also, according to the story, let's see, they... Yeah. Judy called the women's performance a bikinigram and said the dancers would not take tips because they weren't stripping. They were just paid to show up and, you know, do a little dance or something in their skivvies, and that was supposed to be it. And that was it. Yeah.
It was, and maybe they thought, oh, boy, let's give these boys a thrill or something. And maybe, you know, they're used to something that's much more high profile than what they saw, the young kids. And they thought, you know, they were thinking, they think different. The mother was thinking different. You know, everybody's thinking different. But to prosecute this mother, I think it's a crime. Criminal.
Thank you, Trisha. I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight at 941-373-1220. That's our special call-in line for tonight. It may be the call-in line tomorrow as well throughout the rest of the week. We will try to get our toll-free line back up and running. 941-373-1220. I want to hear from the people that are outraged by this. Apparently, the parents were. The story here is
somewhere.
The police, in their press release, are putting the blame on the parents. They say that as difficult as it may be for us to weigh in on these kinds of cases, certainly exposing the unsuspecting children to this sort of entertainment, they put quotes around that, goes beyond the pale when it comes to what is appropriate for a 14, 15, and 16-year-old child. According to Murphy, and this is the police spokesperson, the district attorney, he said it's important to remember that the other kids and their parents, it's they who came forward and initiated the investigation. The police correctly followed up on legitimate, good faith complaints, and the police owed it to them to conduct an earnest investigation into the matter. So they're claiming, hey, you know, it's these other parents that brought us in, we're just doing our job, the other parents were so upset that we came down hard.
And I understand that that's the claim, they're just doing their jobs, but isn't their job to find wrongdoing? And how can this mother have, contributed to the delinquency of a minor if what the stripper gals, the bikini gram gals, did wasn't illegal?
Yeah.
If what they did was illegal, why have they not been charged? If a person
I think that's the best case right there. You know, if this lady goes to court, and I hope she doesn't take the plea deal on this, if she goes to court and actually, you know, takes this case all the way, I think that would be a fine argument to make. What was done wrong here? What was so illegal about this? All they're really saying is some parents disagree morally with this woman's choices, and so therefore, because we believe that the majority of people believe this way morally, that because you violated someone else's morals, you should go to jail for a year, lady. That's essentially the police's case.
Indeed.
Those kids could have walked out of there.
Right.
The door wasn't barred and locked. If one of those teenage
your little angels wanted to be there,
or girls decided that this was too uncomfortable or too awkward, they could have just gotten out of their chair and walked out of the bowling alley.
And they didn't.
Right.
So, you know, I guess, I don't think that this is the right parenting behavior. I'm going to keep saying that over and over again because that's how I feel. But I don't see a law that's been broken here. Police are supposed to be law enforcement officers making crap up because you find something to be sort of socially repugnant is not following the law. And I think every single time somebody's been given a false arrest, that the police officer that made the false arrest, his sergeant and his lieutenant and everybody above him who authorized that arrest should have to spend as much time in jail as that person. And I think that would start taking a step towards getting this crap stopped. Because the fact of the matter is that, and very, very rarely do any government bureaucrats, no matter whether they're police officers or not, have true responsibility for their actions. Yeah, they might have some kind of inner office thing. They might get passed up for a promotion or something like that. But that doesn't really, you know, this woman's, faced arrest. Now, frankly, I think she should face shaming on a public level in her community. If some parents didn't like this kind of thing and think she did
that's
wrong,
as far as it
they should go to the newspaper.
That's as far as it should go. And the teenagers, if their parents think this was a really bad thing to do, the teenagers should be forbidden to hang out with that other person, you know, her son. And that should be it. That should be it. 941-373-1220, still to come. The right to conceal a weapon, we'll talk about that. Or, according to the courts, you don't have that right. 941-373-1220, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Your thoughts on whatever is on your mind goes. We are live on location at the WSRQ studios in Sarasota, which is actually the first time we've ever done the show from an affiliate.
Yeah, it is.
Since we've been on WSRQ. I mean, we started doing a syndicated show back in 2004 from the original WSRQ studios.
But that's a flagship.
Yeah.
Not an affiliate.
Good point. So, yeah, it's the first time we've ever actually gone to one of our radio station affiliates and sat in their studio and produced the show. And, of course,
we it's the first time I can think of, yeah.
We still have our great crew over at the Genesis Communications Network to thank for keeping the operation going on the technical side. As we are taking your calls, we're even screening your calls tonight. 941-373-1220, and by we,
sure
I mean
are.
Me.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here in the palatial SWSRQ studios.
Right, I'm actually behind the window.
Yeah.
So you can't get at me now, Mark. You can't...
This is the first time in a long time we've done the show from a different room.
Right. I was behind the window at the other room, wasn't I?
I did at
the old WSRQ.
That wasn't a window there. That was
no window
a space.
There? Okay.
There was like a bar, an
this
opening.
Is,
but this
yeah.
was, we did do the show.
WTMY had a window.
WTMY, and from a different studio that was in the same building.
Yeah, they had like a Studio B.
Yeah, this is getting rough now, man.
Anyway, you're right. We shouldn't be reminiscing here, but it's kind of fun. I mean, we've never done this before, so bear with us as we shake it out here. 941-373-1220. You're dialing into the local number here in Sarasota, and we will take your calls about what you want. Coming up, Mark, you'll tell us about a court case about the right or the lack thereof to conceal a weapon. But people still have thoughts they want to share on this story out of New York, where a bowling alley was where a teenage birthday party was held, and the teenagers were subjected to a bikini gram, which ended up kind of turning into a lap dance, apparently, and I don't know if that was originally Mom's intention.
One of the pictures I looks like a face dance.
Yeah, that's true. There's kind of like a 69 dance going on there. And then, so teenage boys and girls actually were at this party. Photos were taken. Photos were posted to Facebook. Parents were outraged.
As parents tend to be.
And as a result, the mom who threw the party has been charged with 5 counts of endangering a minor. And I think that it's absolutely outrageous that she's been charged with a crime. Maybe you think this is tacky. Maybe you don't think your teenage son or daughter should have been involved. But that's all that you should be able to do is just be upset. Maybe call mom and say, hey, I don't appreciate you that you did this without telling us. I don't appreciate this is not appropriate. You don't get to have your son hang out with my son anymore or whatever. But to threaten this lady with jail, to threaten this lady with whatever other penalties would come along with that, because it sounds like they're misdemeanor counts. She could be facing thousands of dollars in fines as well.
Right, is that going to make her a better mother?
No, absolutely not.
Are you giving the town or the county or the state of whatever thousands of dollars? Is that going to make her a better person? I've always thought that this was really, really stupid. There was a situation that went on in my town where somebody's dog got out, killed somebody else's chickens, and the town fined them. The town fined the person whose dog got out. There was nothing done to, you know, make good for the chickens. You know, if you want to get your chickens made good for, you're going to have to go to small claims court. We're just going to hand this person a fine. I mean,
meaning the fine will be handed to the town,
right?
So the victim.
Some people inserted themselves in a disagreement between some other people and just, yeah, you know, took some money. It's stupid.
We got James on the line. He's listening to, well, I guess
apparently
we had,
he's not.
We had James. Anyway, the number's 941-373-1220. He had wanted to comment on this. We still haven't heard from anybody tonight. We've had a handful of calls on this issue, and not one person has said, yes, this woman should go to jail. Yes, I support what the police are doing in this instance. Because even you, Mark, while you find this to be tacky, you would not agree that this lady should be going to jail.
No, I just don't see it. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
So, you know, you're welcome to comment on that or whatever happens to be on your mind. You know, I never finished telling the story about those folks that I knew who, let's just say they were raising their son in a more, sexually open manner. I mean, I don't know what all that entailed, but entailed being...
That's what we were told, but I don't know what, what evidence do we have of that? All that we have...
I know that that's true, because I talked to the parents.
But, you know, I mean, the one story that came out is a pretty ordinary story.
Right, son touched his dad's pee-pee and said that while he was in the shower, and that was it. You know, I think that what happened was, there was another mom that was living with these parents. She knew about their way of raising their child. And she was very upset by this because she is, you know, she was from Utah. She was
the best example she could come up with was that. Yeah. And that's
not
an
example. Conversations, too, about, you know, what they believed.
Some conversations, certainly.
What they believed about sexuality and how they should raise their kids and all that. You know, I don't think they were having sex with their children or anything like that, but, you know, they were very open in comparison to let's just say, the average family as far as, you know, being willing to discuss such matters with the young. You know, if their son were to ask a question about sex, they weren't going to beat around the bush. They were going to give him a straight answer about it, that kind of thing. And this woman was so upset by their willingness to be open about these matters that she went to CPS. And these folks were so scared, they left town. They didn't want to deal with whatever it was that was going to come about because of CPS coming to investigate them. They left town.
Yeah,
and
I wouldn't want to deal with it.
Quickly. And I just, you know, it frustrates me because it's none of your damn business how somebody wants to raise their kids. You know what I think's really despicable is the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints out in Utah and Arizona, where you've got people living on compounds out in the middle of the desert, and you've got 12-year-old girls being married off to 60-year-old men.
It depends on the sect, you know, each of them is different, but yes.
That's happening, and it's not unusual for that for the FLDS, as I understand it. But and it's weird, and it's something where I support people that are going to rescue these kids, because there are people who have escaped these compounds, and they now have, you know, dedicated their lives to rescuing kids who are still in these compounds. I support that. You should do what you can to try to help these kids get out of these lives. Because maybe they don't like it.
In a lot of cases, they're it's the young men that are most damaged by this search.
Well, a lot of them are ejected from the groups. But I mean, like the rescue groups that are trying to rescue the young women. I support the rescuing thing.
If they want to be rescued, but the problem
they may
is
not want to.
The vast majority of them appear not to be want to be rescued.
They may
at
believe
all.
That it's God's plan for them. In which case, it's none of my business. I know it's disturbing, but it's none of my business. I also think it's disturbing when parents hit their kids. Or spank their kids.
Yeah.
You know, either one. I consider them just different degrees of the same thing. But it's not my child. It's none of my business. I'm not going to demand that parent be punished in some way. At worst, they should be told that I don't appreciate that. You know, hey, I saw you doing this to your kid, and I don't think that's the right thing to do. I think that it's totally fine to give somebody feedback to let them know that that's not how you should raise a kid. But to, you know, to bring the law in because somebody's raising their kids differently than how you would. I think that, variety is the spice of life. It's good that we've got people doing different things to raise children. How dare anybody say they know what the best way is? That's hubristic enough. But then on top of that, to say, I know the best way and I'm going to lock up everybody else who doesn't do it the way doesn't do it my way. 941-373-1220. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, and you can do it via this number. And now it's different from our normal one. 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. We're in our hometown or childhood home. I don't know. We still haven't quite figured out how to refer to it. Sarasota. It's a place where we were born and raised, Mark and I. And
did Free Talk Live for many years.
So our wonderful co-hosts will not be joining us because they're all still in New Hampshire. Although we may end up with a special guest host a little bit later on in the week. We've yet to see if that's going to pan out. We'll take your calls about anything you want. We have been talking about raising kids, teenagers specifically, and you know, what is and what is not appropriate. When should the police be involved in what parents do with their teenagers? And the number is, again, 941-373-1220. I don't think it should be illegal for you to give your kids a beer or two beers. I don't think that should be a crime, but that'll get your butt thrown in jail in most places in this country. And I think that as a result of that, you get some real nasty side effects, like, for instance, not being able to teach your kids how to drink and then leaving it up to the rest of society, namely their teenage friends, to teach them how to drink. Which can lead to death, it can lead to car accidents, it can lead to all kinds of bad decisions like, you know, babies and sexually transmitted diseases and all that. And had you just had the freedom to show your kids how to drink when they were younger, maybe, you know, they wouldn't have made as many bad choices when they were young. And so many of us have these stories. I mean, so many people have been through really traumatic drinking episodes as a teenager. And it's because, I don't know about you, but I didn't know how to drink. when I was a teenager. I didn't find out how to drink till I was in my 20s.
I was having this conversation with a young school teacher today, and she completely agreed with me on the subject. This is not a, that radical of a belief system that, look, drinking is an important part of life. Now, I don't mean that everybody should drink, but I do mean that the vast majority of people will drink.
It's a social thing.
And the fact is, they're likely, you know, 98%+ are people are going to drink at some point in their lives. And let me ask you, who do you want to teach your children how to drink? You, somebody that loves them, cares about what happens to them, understands the things that can happen in life, is concerned about the long-term goals of your child, or that pimply-faced 15-year-old kid who, you know, your kid's going out with. Because I can tell you who taught me to drink, and it's bad news. The fact is that if we were raised with this stuff, that we'd be better off. And I don't know how many kids die from binge drinking or what the repercussions are. You know, how many rapes occur, how many venereal diseases are caught, how many unintended pregnancies occur, how many kids are killed in automobile accidents where alcohol is involved. I don't know any of these numbers, although I have taken a look, and I suspect these numbers would be a lot lower. I don't think I would have made the decision to take, you know, something like 6 or 7 shots of vodka and get on my motorcycle and drive down 26th Street in Bradentucky at 1 a.m. in the morning, and I didn't wipe out, but I realized, wow, the alcohol's affecting my driving. Like, you know, this is a surprise. This honestly came as a surprise to me. I just didn't expect that to be the case, so I drove more carefully and I got home. But that's what happened in 1988, and there's a way to prevent this. You know, people talk about, oh, you let kids drink, they'll be bringing it to high school. Here's the surprise. I was bringing it to high school, and so were a bunch of other kids.
Yep, exactly right. That happened in my high school as well. And, you know, what's one of the most disturbing parts about this is that it's all about the police enforcing this law, this contributing to the delinquency of a minor. It's all about suggesting and telling people that the law defines what is moral. That if your teenager is 17, let's just say that, you know, the age of majority is 18 in most instances, obviously excepting alcohol. But if your 17-year-old is receiving a lap dance, that's illegal. But if he's 18, then it's totally legal. If your 17-year-old is 17 and 364 days old, it is illegal to receive the lap dance. But if it is, and, you know, that's, I'm just going on what's happened in this story. But if he's 18 and one day old, so he's one day older, then it's completely legal. How is it that something is immoral one day and moral the next? It's not.
It doesn't make any sense.
If something's immoral, it's wrong all the time. This is not immoral. Some people may just agree with the or disagree with the activity. But the position of the law and the position of the police is that their words on paper define what is and what is not immoral. And I find that very disturbing. If you're 20 years old and 365 days, it's supposedly wrong for you to have a drink. But if you're 21 years old, if you're one day older, as soon as that clock ticks, that arbitrary number is ticked past on the clock, then all of a sudden it's totally fine. Now it's no problem for you to have a drink. But if it had been 24 hours previous, then your butt would have been sitting in a jail cell if the police had caught you. And the police are out looking for 20-year-olds and 18-year-olds and so on drinking alcohol every weekend of the year. I look at all the arrest records in Keene, New Hampshire on a weekly basis. It's a college town. So when college is in season, every single week, they're arresting people for unauthorized possession of alcohol. And well, that's the code for you're under 21.
Well, that's what they get them for having loud parties, too. So if you if the kids could keep it under control in the house and not have a loud party, they likely wouldn't be having the trouble. Now, let's not forget that noise is...
But they still go to bars. I mean, they still go to bars and use fake IDs and things like that.
Well, that's a great point, that if the drinking age was different, then kids would... Maybe they wouldn't be having loud house parties.
Yeah, maybe they'd go out to a bar.
Where they're out in their front lawn puking in the bushes.
Right.
And, at all hours of the morning. I don't know, but... when you have a loud house party, you leave yourself open to all kinds of problems. Noise is an aggression against your neighbor if it reaches a certain level.
Well, if that's the case, then charge him with that crime.
It would be nice, but it's a lot easier to charge them with the possession of alcohol. I'm with you.
Still, though, it's not right, and as you're saying, there are unintended consequences of these things.
Yep.
So
real quick, if you've considered getting some storable food for emergency situations, emergencies can take all forms, weathers or blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike in you and your life. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance against these kind of emergency situations, and it's a cost-effective form of insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand that we have available for you at food.freetalklive.com is really unique. It's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food that you can get for less than $1.50 a meal. Now, you'd think when I give you these facts, that it would be really bad tasting. But Ian, you and I have had this, and it's the best darn storable food out there. I really enjoyed it.
I liked it.
Yep. So you can go ahead and get
this. I want to have more, too.
Well, you have more. It was right at the house.
I know, but I need to do something about that.
You need to prepare more. Yeah, I gotcha. But we tried it, and it was really good. So go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there. Compares the Legacy Premium brand to their competition, you'll see that they're significantly less costly. They also put an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. This is not common in the industry. You need to know that. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, because these things will last for 25 years, and taste. There's free shipping on all orders, and they've got specials that run out at the end of February that you need to go take advantage of. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
So, Mark, we're here in Sarasota, Florida for the remainder of the work week. We're going to be back in Keene on Saturday night. But I know you posted something on Facebook about us maybe going out for a drink somewhere at some point this week. Have we decided on what that's going to be?
I haven't figured out where.
Okay, so
I'm basically looking for Sarasotans that listen to the show that are in our normal listenership.
To get on our Facebook page?
Yeah, get on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com and tell us what you're interested in.
Yeah, where do you want to go?
Yeah, well, it's not like, we're not from town anymore, so we need to know where to go, when would be a good time to do it.
After the show.
That clearly, but I'm thinking day.
More coming back here in moments. 941-373-1220. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. And we'll take your calls about anything you want. We have been talking about parenting and what's moral and what's not versus what's illegal and what's not. Now, of course, you don't have to talk about that. You can bring up absolutely anything. We've got some great sponsors on this show that have been behind us for a while. Hey, Mark, you want to tell us about one of them?
Well, I want to talk about a special offer to the lady listeners for the Shrine. For those that would like to send in their picture to for the Shrine, just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Check out the instructions there. You'll see lots of pictures of ladies of all different ages and shapes and sizes that have proven that they're listening to Free Talk Live by, you know, holding up a sign or other inventive ways. And what we've got now is we're doing a contest, a drawing. I'm not sure exactly how to say it, but we got a little gift basket from Savory Scents. And, you know, if you go there and, send us your picture, you can go to...
just any picture. It has to be a validated picture, meaning you prove in the picture that you're a listener of Free Talk Live.
Right, and you can go through the banner we have there to check a look at the Savory Scents store. This is a gal who listens to Free Talk Live, and she makes some really great candles and other sort of handmade items. These candles, since they're handmade, she puts a lot of care into them, and they've got this great scent throw, that kind of thing. We had one going in the studio back in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's really great. But I think that this is the kind of prize that many ladies would like to have. At this point, you know, we're doing a really sort of abbreviated one for this month. We're going to do the drawing at the end of every month.
Yep.
But February, you know,
we started it in the middle of the month.
We started in the middle of the month, so this is even a better chance. So there's not very many entrants at this point for the package. So, you know, get in. Your chances of winning are very, very good. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can go through the banner there, see Savory Scents stuff, but it's well worth it. I mean, what's it cost you? A picture? You know?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, so, I think we've milked this topic, and lots of people had comments. Still didn't get the call from somebody who thinks this lady, this mom, should be put in jail for hiring a bikinigram for her 16-year-old son's birthday party. I know that person exists.
Clearly some law enforcement officers in, what was this, New York?
Glen Falls, I think.
Yeah.
New York. Yeah, so somebody thinks that this is the right thing to do, but they're not willing to call the show at 941-373-1220. In which case, Mark, let's talk about your right to conceal a weapon, or actually, according to some court, you don't have that right. What's going on?
According to the Denver Post, the Second Amendment's guarantee of the right to bear arms does not extend to the right to carry a concealed weapon in public. A federal appeals court in Denver has ruled. Now, this is the 10th Circuit. That means we're talking about one step below the United States Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
They're interpreting the constitutional right to keep and bear arms as not including bearing arms.
Wow.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, you don't have the right to a concealed carry. Justice, we conclude that the carrying of concealed firearms is not protected by the Second Amendment. Justice Carlos Lucero wrote on behalf of a three-judge panel on the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
Mm.
Now, you know, to me, the Second Amendment is very clear. Now, you can agree or disagree with whether it's a good idea for people to carry weapons, but there's an amendment process to the Constitution. And to me, when it says shall not be infringed, that's pretty clear.
But this is old news. I mean, this may seem surprising to folks, but really this has been the case ever since there's been a permit to carry. I mean, because if you have to ask permission, you don't have a right. I mean, that's the definition of privilege. A privilege is something you have to ask permission to do. A privilege is something that is bestowed upon you by someone who is in charge of you, that is your lord or the king, or in this case the legislature,
the sovereign
gives you privileges that you can exercise if you bequeath enough, if you entreat, if you supplicate to the king,
right.
Then you'll be able to do what you're allowed to do.
A right is a function of ownership. To be able to own your body, you must be able to protect your body. The question is, do you have the right to carry around some machined metal that will fire a ballistic round out of it, and be responsible for the consequences of whatever your actions are?
And no, you don't, because if you did have that right, then you'd be able to do it without being thrown in a jail cell.
Well,
it's
not really just about the right. It's about the Constitution and the way these things go about. Lucero, this is the judge here from the three-judge panel of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, cited a case law dating back to the 1800s that put restrictions on walking around in public with a gun. Now, this is a law from the 1800s. Just because it's an old law doesn't mean that that law somehow supersedes the Constitution.
Mm.
The Constitution, an older document, and not that these things matter, you know, that it doesn't make a difference. If the Constitution was amended tomorrow to make it so that it's no longer the right to keep and bear arms and that you can infringe them, then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that would change everything. But it doesn't matter how old this law is or what it said in the past. Now, what I think is really important here is for the Constitution worshippers out there, people that believe that this document is the next closest thing to the King James Bible, that somehow it was passed down to George Washington at Mount Vernon given to all of us, or whatever the little story you have about the Constitution. What you need to understand is that this Lucero guy is absolutely right. He's absolutely right. The Constitution says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, but it gives the United States Supreme Court, which, you know, is over all the other federal courts, what they call appellate jurisdiction. They get to decide what's constitutional and what's not constitutional. So therefore, whatever you read or I read, because when I read it shall not be infringed, it means it should not be infringed. It doesn't matter. As long as five judges on the Supreme Court, a majority, in this case it's five, it's changed throughout history, five judges decide that it's constitutional, it doesn't matter what you say. Those judges could say the sky is chartreuse with purple polka dots, and that would be what the law, the highest law of the land is, because the Constitution is a dead letter with no power whatever. The Constitution gave the power to interpret the law to these nine people, and you can like it or not.
You're right in your interpretation, and it's almost true that it's a dead letter, but it still has it still has a little bit, it provides them with an aura of legitimacy.
Well, that's the problem. Right. They're taking their legitimacy from this document when they don't give the document legitimacy. It says, shall not be infringed. And I understand they violate all portions of this document. I just, you know, look, if we're going to play a game, and that's what the law is, if we're going to play this game, let's play by the rules. You don't just make the rules up as you go.
But no, the rules are for you and I, not for them. Pretty clear.
Let's just write that crap down. Right? I mean, you know, let's make the Constitution a bit more clear. Let's wipe the whole thing out and just say the Supreme Court gets to decide whatever's constitutional and constitutional.
If they did that, then the game would be up, though, right? Like, if their Constitution really read like they operate, then it'd be pretty clear to everybody what's going on. If the Constitution just said, we'll do whatever we want, and you'll pay for it. Isn't that pretty much what's going on? I mean, whether we're talking about the federal government or the state government or the local government, that's basically how it works. The fact that they put more language in there about rights and, you know, checks and balances was all to make it look like something else was going on besides, we'll just do whatever we want.
I think that's really, you know, I don't know what the plans were early on in the writing of the Constitution, you know, the usurping of the Articles of Confederation or whatever. I don't know.
Let's take an on-screen phone call here. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, on-screen caller. Oh, that's what we get. One more try. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to just call in about government waste.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
Okay, the Social Security officers were issued, like, 600 hollow point bullets in the past year. The government spent about $2 million on ammunition for training. They said it would be better to have live ammunition for training. Why don't they just retrofit their firearms with lasers for about $100 a piece versus $600 or $1,200 worth of ammunition a year?
You think that you could save the government? What you're saying, the government could save money by just putting lasers in the pistols rather than live fire? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's but, you know, it costs about $100 if you're buying thousands of them. I'm sure you could set your own price on it.
Well, I guess my question is a bit different. What did you say that this was ammunition being bought for the Social Security Administration?
Exactly.
So now, what the hell is the Social Security Administration buying live fire ammo for?
Every federal government agency has like an enforcement.
On top of the line ammunition, they said
The government. You know, if the government was actually interested in being efficient, then they would probably consider your suggestion, because it makes some sense. But that would not help their budgets, and the budgets want to be, you know, the bureaucrats want their budgets to be bigger every single year. So they buy up a bunch of ammunition and they shoot it all off so they can buy another $2.1 million worth the year after that and continue to expand their bureaucracy. I wish we had more time for you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. We're going to be here at the WSRQ studios all week long, every weekday here. The number's 941-373-1220. Jot that down. You can call and join in the conversation any day this week. Of course, bring up anything. Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.